take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table.
Nothing greater than being in your presence, Lord. Just pouring out our hearts and our spirits, Lord, before you. For this is why we were made, why we were created, O God, to worship you, Lord. To be expressions of your love and of your attributes. To minister, Lord, your desire, O God, to your body. The people of the world, Father. We love to see you glorified. We love, Lord, when you exalt yourself, when you exalt your name. And you said, Lord, that you even put your word above your name, even. And so, Father, we're so very thankful for your word. For heaven and earth will pass away, but for one jot or one tittle of your word. How great you are. How mighty is your power, Father. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for each one gathered here, for those online, Father. We pray, Lord, you just glorify yourself tonight. You speak to us, O God, that which we have need of, Father. Take these poor lips, this unworthy vessel, Lord, and just speak your words. Give you glory. May it fall on prepared soil too, we pray. This we ask in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, music department. Appreciate your ministry to us tonight. God bless you all. Amen. And I'd like to greet our guest in the very back row there. Joyce, is that your grandma? No. Neighbor. Okay, all right. Joyce, God bless you.
Amen.
Welcome. May the Lord bless you richly and meet your needs.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, amen. And touch you especially, we pray. We all need a touch from the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. There's not one of us standing here who's not needy. Amen. We need His grace.
Right.
But we've got a promise tonight that whatever we have need of, the Lord is more than able to meet that need according to His riches in glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Joyce, I don't know what you know about us. We're just a humble, simple group. We don't belong to any denomination or anything like that. We just have one thing that we claim as we belong to Him. Been a while. Yeah. Well, yeah, bless your heart. We're so thankful to have you. Amen. Amen. Lord is good all the time. Amen. I'm sorry I had you sit. I'm going to get you up one more time. If you bear with me, we're going to do some scripture reading. Let's turn to Hebrews 12:25. That is, if you can stand in honor of God's word. If you can't, the Lord knows. Hebrews 12:25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those which cannot be shaken may remain. Amen. Would you turn to Haggai, chapter 2, verse 6. This is one of the... It is right after Habakkuk, right after Zephaniah, then before Malachi, Zechariah. Haggai 2:6 says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Some may think they have all the gold in the world. But we know it is God that owns all the gold. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Sorry, should have your finger back in Hebrews 10:37. For yet a little while, and he shall come. And he that shall come, and will not tarry. Revelations 11:15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray one more time. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We just humbly pray that you break to us the bread of life. Have your way, Lord, we pray. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you all. Brother Don, Sister Mary, I trust all is well. Amen. Brother Alfred, the Lord is our healer. And whatever needs that we have need of, amen, we fear not. We're so grateful to the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for his grace. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy. And what I feel, what the Lord wants to just kind of bear down on a topic tonight, just kind of carrying along a little bit with Brother Don's theme, but just expanding a little bit from that as far as encompassing this world and then bringing it back down to us again with this theme. And that is, the Lord is in control of all things. Amen? And he's got a purpose in all things. What I want to entitle this sermon is The Unshakable Promise of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We know that a lot of things go on and a lot of things take place. And we wonder how it is possible that things can happen the way that they are happening. Things can look chaotic. You can see death all around. We hear a lot about deaths and so forth going on. But in all of that, we know that God is in control. And a lot of times the Lord bringeth even the day of evil to bring to pass His will, to drive people back to the Lord. Amen? Because they think that they can live without Him. They think they can have nothing to do with Him. They want to just take Him out of their life. And so all the Lord has to do is just simply take His hand off of them. See, they don't realize that every day it's because of the mercies of God is upon us. And everything that we get is because of God's blessings that He gives to us. We get that dependency of the Lord that everything is by Him and for His pleasure. When we get to that point, then we know that we're in the position to receive that which the Lord has. Amen? But apart from that, the Lord has ways of getting people's attention. We know that there's coming a time, and now is, where kingdoms will come up against kingdoms and nations will rise up against nations, that there will be earthquakes, there will be wars, there will be famines, all these things that will take place because that again shows the end time. Again, this is Satan's Eden, right? These are the fruits of what Satan brings. He brings confusion. He brings division. This is what Satan does, and he's trying to cast his chaos on everything, but he can't do one thing without getting permission from the Lord first. Why is that? Amen. Just like he said when Job was being tested, you can take everything. Take his camels, take his flocks, even his children, take all these things away from him, but don't lay a hand on his life. What about his health? Take his health too, but don't touch his life. See, the Lord told the devil, told Satan, you can go so far and not a bit more. See, brothers and sisters, your lives are in the hands of God. Satan can't do one thing to you. Your hands are completely in the hands of Almighty God. Your lives are. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. So God is in complete control of everything. He can't do one thing. Satan can't do one thing without permission first from the Lord. God is absolutely sovereign in all His works and all His doings. We know that His word will come to pass exactly. I want to read something here that Brother Branham said. Amen. The tender hand of Jehovah, you know the quote. Heavenly Father, we by faith look towards the future. I'm looking now by faith towards a coming something, Lord, upon the earth that's going to draw Thy people together. When we see the denominational church so pinning down and getting so indifferent, it's really pushing the people out, just as it was in Egypt. A Pharaoh rising who knew not Joseph, as it was in Germany and up into Russia and Italy, and the people raised up Josephs, Hitler and Stalin, Mussolini, who hated the Jews. They had to go back to their homeland, speaking of the Jews. God got ways of doing things that we don't understand, and you press them. No home in Germany, everything taken away from them. Also in Italy, Russia, no place to go, and they were sent back to their homeland just to fulfill the word of God. If you knew the desperate conditions of the Jews and what they were subjected to in the ovens, and even in the franticness trying to escape out of Germany because they could see the handwriting on the wall, they could see what was left for their people. And there are some people that received, gotten the last boat, if you would, that was received into the United States. But you see, every hand that had a hand in it, every hand had the blood of the Jews on it, even the United States. there was a ship right off the coast there on the eastern board of the United States full of Jews, and the United States refused to receive that ship into the country. Can you imagine that? They had the Statue of Liberty in sight, and they were turned around, and they had that ship go back to Germany, and they died in those ovens. Every nation has the blood of the Jews on their hand.
Amen.
Oh, the loving hand of God. And sometimes it looks cruel of the way that people suffer, but it's the tender hand of Jehovah leading his little children. We thank you, Lord. They made it so that the Jews had to go through that crucible. But from that crucible was birthed a new nation. The nation of Israel that was foretold thousands of years that again there would be a nation. A nation that would again fly that sixth star flag. A nation again where the God was going to bring the Jews back in to their homeland. What was it? Again, the Lord fulfilling his word. And we have to see that in spite of the fact, no matter what the Jews had to go through, there was a purpose. God had a purpose in it. They had to be so squeezed so that the word of God will be fulfilled. No doubt, but they had to go through what they went through because what did that do? Every nation refused them. Nobody wanted them. The only place that was open to them was Palestine. Oh, yes, let's send them there, right? God moving sovereignly in the hearts, even the nations, and said, yes, you can have that, right? That's exactly where God wanted them. You see how God moves sovereignly in the nations. He moves sovereignly around to bring to pass exactly his word. Amen? So the same with you and I, no matter what we have to go through, the natural type, the natural bride, if you would, Israel, the Jews, they had to go through things in order to inherit their promise. We don't know what we're going to have to go through. We know we don't have to be purified because the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us. If we walk in obedience to his word according to the revealed word of the day, we know this, that we're walking in the atonement, right? If you walk in the light, as he's in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all unrighteousness, and we have fellowship one with another. We are cleansed. We sin sinless. Amen. We stand sinless. We stand perfect in the sight of God because he's not looking at us. He's looking through the blood of Jesus Christ. The atonement of Jesus Christ is perfect. It's not just enough. It is more than enough to take away every stain, every wrinkle, every crooked stance that we have. The blood of Jesus Christ can cause the crooked to stand upright. Amen? The darkest sinner can stand completely washed, white, as a fuller can possibly make it. Why is that? Because he doesn't stand in his own righteousness. He stands in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus, looking to those self-styled Pharisees, and he said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees, you can no wise enter in. He raised it up as high as he any you can't raise it any higher than he did. And he says, be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. He made it crystal clear that humanly it is impossible to attain that. We can't be that perfect. The only way that perfection that we can attain to is that if it's ascribed unto us. if it's given to us by Jesus Christ. Amen? So we stand tonight sinless. We stand tonight perfect because we don't stand in our stead. We stand in Jesus Christ's stead because he bought us with his blood. Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother Branham brings this out too. He says, now notice it takes pain, distress, discomfort. Look how them Pharisees died to that law through pain, distress, discomfort. But it must be. Now we find that the rain which brings forth fruit upon the earth, it's born, as the poet said, in the fields of thunder, in a ragged, jagged skies. But if we didn't have the thunder and the ragged, jagged skies, the little distilled drop of rain that's been lifted from the seas and distilled from the salt, it would not be born. It takes that lightning, thunder blast, ragged, rugged, fearful thing to bring forth the soft petal drops of water. It takes pain to bring forth birth. It takes dying. As the clouds die, rain is born. Because rain is a part of that cloud, one has to cease so that the other one can exist. That ragged, jagged skies. And see, I believe with all my heart, brother, sister, that the Lord is going to make it to where in our lives we're going to feel that this world is not our home anymore. Amen? As the eagle stirreth her nest, it's going to take away the skin. We're going to feel the prickiness of it, that we can't just sit and be comfortable, you know, working at our work, pulling out a paycheck, or, you know, ironing over the clothes, gardening, whatever it is that you know, those gives us things that we can enjoy. We appreciate that. But more and more, we're going to feel this world is not our home. Amen. We're feeling such a calling, Lord. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, I'm looking for that home, amen, where sickness can't enter in, where darkness can't pierce through, where disease and sin can molest. There is a place, amen, and our heart is yearning, just like that sun that goes over the dew, and you see that dew just shimmering, 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 responding to the light of the sun, amen, calling it upwards. We're feeling in our hearts and our lives that the light of the sun of Jesus Christ is calling us from this dimension into the dimension where he is. Amen? Amen. So I'm very grateful for that. Amen. Oh, the Lord is good. Amen? And it's not just salvation that we're talking about here. We believe that we are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. The sin question has already been answered. Amen? But we're talking about the literal life of Jesus Christ that comes back onto the believer. Amen? Where he lives his life through us, fulfilling his word in us. Amen? I just think here, Brother Branham, he says this, he makes a statement in It Is the Rising of the Sun. He says he was the first fruits of those that slept. Talking about Jesus. He was the first one that arose. Right? Amen. In the bride coming of Christ, coming out of the church, there's got to be a sheaf waved again in these last days. But we've seen that sheaf. What is it? Just a mature son fulfilling the word of God. Amen. Having the life of Jesus Christ once again living. And so what is the sheaf? What is that? That is where somebody goes and he gathers in the field those that are ripe. Bundles it together, okay, before the rest of the field is ripened. Takes that ripened sheaf, waves it, not before the people. He waves it before the Lord. This is what the high priest does. Waves it before the Lord, signifying the faith that the same process that brought that sheaf to ripening, the rest of the field is going to be ripened. Amen? Amen. It was waved over the people the first time there was came forth the bright age for the denominations out of a dark denomination will be a message that the full maturity of the word has turned back again in its full power, being waved over the people by the same signs and wonders that he did back there. Because I live, ye live also, speaking to his wife. Because I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was. What a resurrection this is, to be quickened from the dead, to be made alive in Christ Jesus. Now again, it's not just talking about a resurrection from the dead. It's not just talking about a rapture, because we are coming to that rapture, but there's coming a people that's going to be so in love with Jesus Christ. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind. They'll be so transformed in their mind, they won't be thinking their own thoughts. They'll be thinking the thoughts of God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Amen? Amen. He was waved to them, the word. He was waved back on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And it be waved again in this last day. And it was. Amen. Amen. Paul had this desire. Amen. Let's turn to Colossians 1:25 if we would. Wherefore I made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, okay, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So there was coming a maturity for God's people, amen, for his bride, that they would manifest Christ in you, the hope of glory, the expectation of glory, amen, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And how do we make them perfect? Perfect. Christ made them perfect, but as they walk in the perfection of what Christ is, and what I mean by that is they receive that perfection. They receive that perfection that was already imputed on them. They're not striving for that perfection anymore. They're just walking in obedience to the word because of what Christ has done for them already in their hearts. Amen? Amen. Present every man perfect, mature in Christ Jesus, where they're not tossed to and fro by everything that comes along. They don't respond anymore by this world right here. But they've got that anchor, the anchor of the Word of God. Amen? Brother Branham said that faith conquers every circumstance. That's not the word. Faith masters every circumstance. The Lord puts bits in the mouths of trials and make them obey him. What? To perfect in us that which is lacking, which is not faith. And what is not faith is fear, right? And the thing that we fear often comes upon us. That's what happened to Job. Look at that perfect man. Except in one area he feared. There's one area, and the Lord allowed all those things to happen because he feared. He allowed those things to happen so that Job would not fear. Isn't that odd? He let those things happen that Job would not fear, that in all things Job can trust the Lord to be without fear. Amen? And the Lord, he was in the place to be blessed. And he blessed him double of everything that he had. Amen? At the end there? So, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. To present every man perfect, mature in Christ Jesus. I believe that the bride of Jesus Christ is coming into her maturity, and only my ability, and it's not my ability, but understand what I'm saying here. If you walk in the flesh, you fulfill the things of your flesh, right? But if you walk in the Spirit, in obedience to the Spirit, you shall fulfill the things in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. And so as we die to ourself, amen, Christ lives. And I believe with all my heart, the Lord is going to make it to where we've got one place and one choice only, and that is to walk in the Spirit. Because walking in the flesh will be too miserable. God has ways. Amen? God has ways. I want to say something. I just want to drop something in here. Brother Branham made that statement that a Christian is always positive. Right? We need to have that atmosphere about us. Amen? Where Christ is on display. We need to be advocates for your brothers and your sisters. Amen? For your spouse. Now keep in mind who you're fighting. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. Certainly not your spouse, right? What is it that... Not your child. Amen? Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So keep in mind, it's always the devil that's trying to upset and try to create some kind of division or friction or anything like that. Anything he can possibly do so that they break the harmony. Remember, Brother Branham talked about heaven. He says, you won't get in there without perfect love. That's the only thing that exists where God is perfect love. Now, I'm not going to be able to muster up perfect love. It's going to be imputed on all of us in that day. Amen? But we can walk in that perfect love. I believe even here, I believe God will give us grace to walk to where we can walk in obedience, where that will be manifested in us. And that when Satan comes along and he puts a negative thought about somebody, don't care who it is, in our minds, we don't receive it. We've just cast it out. Satan, you are a liar and the father of lies, and I choose to not receive it whatsoever. Amen? We need to stand, even as Satan is in the court of our minds accusing. And what is Satan? He is the accuser of the brethren. Is that right? And you know some people that really battle with that. I mean, they'll come up and they'll be mad at you for no reason whatsoever. What did I do? Oh, you looked at me wrong. See? It might have been gas. You know, it might have been something completely different, but they'll look at the expression on your face, and they will interpret. Satan will interpret that expression to be aimed at them. Right? When it's the devil. Okay? And if something can be interpreted, sometimes you can look at something, it can be interpreted good, or it can be interpreted negative. Why not always interpret it good, right? Oh, look at them. Look at how they love me. What harm is that, right? Amen. But, you know, create that atmosphere. Always, always fight. Be an advocate for your wife. Be an advocate for your husband. Be an advocate for your child. You know, there's different ways that we can phrase different things, even with our kids. You know, don't go outside. Don't, you know, we put all these don'ts, you know, no's. Or, you know, don't bring that in. I'd say, honey, would you, you know, put that in the garage. You know, give them a positive instruction instead of a don't put in, you know, put a positive in there instead. And it's amazing how that changes an atmosphere. I heard this one time of this one school teacher. And he would hear, sixth grade school teacher would hear his sixth graders say negative things. And many times it was about themselves. Sure, why not? So he said, okay, you'll pick one out. He'll single out a student. He says, oh, I heard a negative comment. All right. Now, tell me seven things good about yourself. You had one negative on here, seven good. And he kept doing that, working with the kids. And by, he was hearing them write positive things and catching one another being negative and encouraging one another to speak positively, and he could not believe the transformation that took place in his class. Even when they made comments, you know, in like the little books, you know, that they have, like the yearbook, whatever, and he was impressed with the positive comments that they would write one to another. So the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so, who knows, the words that you speak can make such an impact that they will remember it for the rest of their life, to where it can be set them on the path of righteousness, truth. We've certainly, a lot of people out there that are wounded because of what their dad or their mom said that hit them so deep that it wounded their spirit. Amen. We don't want to do that. We want to build one another up. Amen. Amen. But we know that all things work together for good, right? Yeah, amen. Amen. Even things that aren't fair, maybe, doesn't matter. God's got a purpose in all things. You know the Lord loves you so much. He will allow you to go through incredible things. Why is that? Brother Branham makes a statement. He says, God makes it that way. God brings tensions into the church. Every son that cometh to God must be tried and proven and tested. He lets sickness strike you. He lets diseases come on you to test you, and to prove you, and to show the world that you're truly the seed of Abraham. Amen? He permits it by his own will. He permits disasters. He permits friends to turn against you. He permits all these things and turns the devil loose to tempt you. And he'll do all but take your life. He could throw you on a bed of affliction. He could turn your neighbors against you. He could turn the church against you. He can do most anything. And it's God's will for him to do it. We are taught that it is more precious than gold to us. See, when you put your life totally in the hands of the Lord, where you rest on him, you're not fighting with yourself. You're saying, Lord, here I am. Do with me what you will. So and somebody lashes out with maybe an angry word or something, Lord, I choose to not, I let that go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He can take that. I will receive his forgiveness. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Amen? So whenever something happens in that regard, you choose forgiveness instead of get even. You choose to say something kind instead of cutting. And somebody gives you a cold shoulder, you pretend you don't notice. You don't react that way. Amen? You just always love, receive everybody. Amen? I'm getting a little personal here, since we see a lot of saints, even more than I'd say a number. I'll just say a number that are dying from COVID in the hospital. How is that possible? You know, are they covered? How is that possible? See, we're not to be judges. God has a reason for that. God has a perfect reason, and maybe it's Isaiah 57:1. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken out of the way, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Maybe the Lord says, you've done enough, my faithful servant. Amen. There's be trying times upon the earth, and I spare you. Right? Amen. Truth is, before God a man stands, or sister stands, before God he falls, right? Amen. We are not the judge. Amen. Another quote. Now look, each one of you here standing as believers, see, then the life that was in Christ is in you. It can, if you can just see it. I believe the Lord wants us to see that the life of Christ is in you. If you've been filled, if the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you from all sins, and if you received that, and you did, and you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you've been changed into a new creature, amen? Then the life that was in Christ is in you. It can, if you just see it. It's the devil's business to keep you blocked off from that, keep you blinded. He can just let you be blinded, that see, you don't know where you're going then. A man that's blind cannot tell where he's going. He's got to seek the understanding from someone who can see. Until we understand, somebody's got to tell us what's truth. And Christ died for you, and you are transplanted from the world into Christ, and everything that you have need of is right in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Now, the only thing that you've got to do is start drinking from that. Drinking from that. Have such a cognitive, such a full mind awareness that Jesus Christ is dwelling in us. We are now seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are a place where Satan cannot molest. They can do what they will with this body, right? Jesus said even death, right? But we're not going to fear death. We're not going to fear any of that. Why is that? Because the Lord is over all. Amen? He is over all. And he said that we would have supreme faith for the supreme hour. What does the Bible say? Perfect faith casts out all fear. Perfect love also casts out all fear. So as the tree drinks, begins to push out its leaves, its bud pushes out fruit each year. The fruit is not in the ground, the fruit is in the plant. Okay? So see, the fruit is in the plant, and every plant has to drink from his fountain. As the rain goes down, goes into that plant, life to drink from, and as it drinks, it grows. What is it talking about? Water is talking about the Holy Ghost, drinking in, drawing from the well. Jesus said that I'd be in you, right? A spring, springing up into everlasting life. If you believe me as the Scripture has said. If you believe in me as the Scripture has said. What did the Scripture say? Just what the Scripture said about Jesus and what he is. Amen? If you receive exactly the word of God, as the Scripture has said, he would be in us a spring, springing up into everlasting life. Amen? If we doubt the word of God, we're going to put a kink in our hose. If we receive the word of God, amen, we'll be a conduit. The word of promise in himself, like it was in Mary, God himself made manifest, he will act himself by his own word of promise so to fulfill all that had been written of him, as he did when he came from the virgin womb. Type of the spirit womb now. So will the virgin now, accepting his word, be it unto me as thou hast said. Though it was said by an angel, yet it was the word of God. Amen. Isaiah 9:6. Amen. They will love him, talking about the bride, loving the bridegroom, love him and will have his potentials, for he is their head. And they are his subjects, subject to his head. The headship of Christ was his. Amen? We are fitted together as a many-membered body beholding the head. And we will have his attributes. We're not all going to be the same. No, he doesn't make cookie-cutter Christians. We'll be very unique, very different, but very complementary parts, members of his body. Amen. We're beholding the head, marching out his orders. Notice what harmony. Jesus did anything until seen of the Father, or the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. John 5:19, soul of the bride, and he shows her the word of life. He shows her, she receives it, she never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water shall rise it up again. Amen. Then here's a secret. Now, obviously, I'm reading from the original word, right? Here's a secret. The word is in the bride, in the mind of Christ, to know what he wants done with the word. She has it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. Then it is germatized. In other words, the Spirit quickens it. The Holy Spirit waters it until it is grown and serves its purpose. You have the word of God in you. Each one of us has got the word in them, and it's to germatize. But what the word does in each one of us, amen, will bring us together, amen, to a rapture. But individually, while we're here on this earth, who knows? God knows exactly what purpose it is that word in your heart is to do. It until it serves its purpose, see? So they do only his will, hallelujah. No one can persuade them different. They have, thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. Then they will do the works of God, for it is himself in them, continuing his word to fulfill, as he did completely in his days. All things, when he was here, he did not complete all that he was here, for it was not yet time. Okay? He started it, and then he was taken up, and the rest of what he's going to do, what he's going to fulfill in his body. Amen. 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 It's his work. It's not us. Please. Philippians 2:13, you're familiar with that, right? For it is God which worketh in you both to will. In other words, he gives you desire to fulfill his will, right? To will and to do. Not only does he give you desire, he gives you the power, he gives you the motivation, he gives you the ability, amen, to do of his good pleasure. See, he's working in us to fulfill his word. But the verse before that says, wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That is a dichotomy. Amen? Take these things serious. Amen? And what are we fearing? We're not fearing that we're going to be lost. Sin question is already answered. Amen? Amen? And our salvation that we're biting on isn't based upon what a brother thinks of me. Okay? It's not based upon a good standing with the church. All right? What it is that come, salvation is of the Lord only. Amen? Salvation is entirely of the Lord. And it's him that I seek to please. And he's going to be, we have this promise that he's going to work in us. Amen. Okay, I just got a couple scriptures and we'll close. Isaiah 55, 6. All right. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Aren't you grateful for that? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. I love that. Amen. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about his thoughts. Okay, so don't lose the picture here. He's talking about his thoughts. He's talking about his ways. For as the rain comes down, okay, but that it may bring forth seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereinto I have sent it. God is sovereign. He will fulfill his words. His promises to us are unshakable. No matter what happens, God will see you through. More than that, it's not just us hanging on. No, he wants us to thrive. He wants us to thrive in his word and his thoughts. Nothing shakes us. We're afraid of nothing. We stand trusting wholly, entirely in thus saith the Lord. His spirit quickening that word to us. He wants us to thrive in everything. Amen? Amen. Isaiah, in closing, 12, 4 through 6. He says, in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. His name. Where does he put his name? It's where he manifests his word. That's where he puts his name. Think about that. His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Oh, glory. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. Don't you just love to see the Lord magnified, where he glorifies his word? I just get so thrilled when I see the Lord magnifying himself. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. His ways are perfect. Amen. 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 And again, in Revelation 11:15, I'm just going to reread it. He said, in the seventh, as the musicians come, please. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. God's will be done, his word fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful that you indeed are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that your word is true, that all the things, Lord, that you've ever done, you still are a miracle-working God. You stand and you brood over your people. You brood over by your Spirit, and you quicken to them, Lord, thy word. And you take that word and you quicken it by your Spirit, that word gets root and grows up and becomes fruitful, Lord, in our lives. Father, we rejoice in that. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you are mindful, Father. Lord, we just rejoice in your word. We rejoice, Father, in your might, in your power. You've made all things, and by you do all things consist. And the very world is framed by your word, the Bible says. And Lord, you said that you would fulfill your word in us. And that you would call your people to yourself. You said this in your word, that no man can come to the Father lest I draw him. All that the Father draws shall come, and I will in no wise refuse. So Lord, as long as you're calling, you're still drawing. And all that who are drawn and are pulled, Lord, by their heartstrings, all the ones that are pulled, Lord, you said that they would come. And all that will come, you won't lose a one. Is there any here tonight that feels the pull of the Lord, feels the pull of their Heavenly Father? Says, Lord, I want to respond to that call, that brooding of the Spirit, even as the waters that were the Spirit brooded over the waters to bring forth life from this earth, Lord. Is there anyone to the Lord? Not to me, not to anyone else, but just to the Lord. You just want to lift your hand and say, Lord, see my hand, hear my plea. So, Lord, see me, Lord. I am one. Draw me, and I will come. I will run after thee, even as the salt, as said there in the Song of Solomon. Draw me, and I shall run after thee. Amen, Lord. Father, just have your way. Father, we're so thankful, Lord. Pray, Lord, you see each heart here. And anyone, Lord, that has a need, even now, just lift up your hands. Say, Lord, see me, see my need. I want so much to draw closer to you. I want a closer walk. I want you to fulfill your word in me. It says in your word that you would do it, that you would have a people, oh God. And Lord, we're seeing, we could just spend hours up here showing the lateness of the hour. Fulfillment of the word. Now, Damascus would be a ruinous heap, and we're seeing all kinds of manners of destruction in that city, even that civil war was foretold in your word in that day. It said that the Nile will dry up, Lord. We're seeing that in the news. The Nile is drying up. It said that even Egypt will turn to you. Who knows? Maybe from the seeds that are sown even this week by our brother. Pray that you be with him, and so help him, so anoint him, oh God, that your word would go deep, that as the roots go down deep, that the shoots will shoot upward for your glory and in your blessed presence. Oh Lord, have your way, Father, we pray. Grant it, Father God. Help us, Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I feel the pull. I feel the call. I know the Spirit. I feel the pull.
Let's try a verse. I went to hear the word.
I went to hear.
And with each line and phrase.
With each line and phrase.
He was drawing me to live a higher plane.
He was drawing me to live a
There's a deep call to the deep. Amen.
There's a deep call.
Like a great magnet pulling me. I know for sure.
I know
that I'll reach the goal. Because I feel the pull.
I feel the pull.
Amen. The chorus. I feel the pull. I hear the call.
I feel the pull.
Amen. I hear the call.
I hear the call.
I know His Spirit is moving me.
I know His Spirit's move
to give my all.
Give my all.
He speaks to me.
Speaks to me.
And I agree.
And I agree.
Amen. Lord, please come and take control.
Lord, please come and take control. I feel the pull.
Amen. It's the chorus again.
I feel the pull. I hear the call. And I know His Spirit's moving me to give my all.
He speaks to me.
Speaks to me.
And I agree.
And I agree.
Lord, please come and take control.
Lord, please come and take. I feel the pull.
Amen. How about be it unto me according to thy word?
Secure.
anybody out there have anything you'd like us to pray for while the Spirit of the Lord is moving? You have a need out there that we can lift you up? Amen. Amen. Oh, God is good. Aren't you thankful to the Lord? Amen. Amen. He's so good. Brother Ron, could you close us tonight in a word of prayer?
We thank you that we can meet here again tonight, and we thank you, Lord, for being here in our midst, for speaking to our hearts, for giving us encouragement, for, Lord, all that you do, all that you have done. Lord, we give you thanks, praise, and honor, and Lord, we pray be with each one as we go our separate ways, and just be with each one, each family, bless each one, keep them, watch over them, protect them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You're dismissed. Amen. God bless you.